Oh, we're live.
We're live. All right, guys.
So how the fuck, since I can swear on this one.
We're going to curse, so get your kids out of here. This is the explicit version where we take your comments called Tribe Talk.
How in the fuck did this happen for 3 hours?
Yeah,
three
now just...
3 hours.
So just so you know, we're talking about the nurse who was raped and held hostage at Delnor Hospital in Geneva, Illinois. This story came out a couple weeks back, but no one was reporting this stuff. I had heard this story through the ZPAC, who had messaged me privately, but I kept it private out of respect for the victim. She is still anonymous, but she's now filed a public lawsuit, and so we can talk about this. So how the fuck did this go on for 3 hours?
3 hours.
And nobody was able to do anything. No, nothing could happen. And first of all, the fucking correctional officer runs like a pussy away.
Angela was part of the ZPAC, told me that her husband's a CO, and she was like, hey, mention that not all COs, a good CO would never let this happen.
Listen.
That's obvious, a good CO would never let this happen.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I've worked with good COs just this week. There's a patient that we had who was in prison for a pretty serious crime, and we were taking care of him, and the two COs there were great. They were polite, they were competent, they were constantly attentive. The patient was restrained and shackled at all times. The patient was actually very, polite, and so that's how it works when it works. So we're not taking a crap on correctional officers, we're taking a crap on this correctional officer, and we're taking a crap on any institution that allows this kind of laxity to occur.
And this guy in particular is a fucking coward.
He's a coward.
What was he doing? He didn't alert anyone either for 3 hours.
That camera shaking there.
How long did it take him to alert somebody?
Yeah, well,
it said he definitely didn't do it right away.
Well, it wasn't clear in the complaint, but it didn't happen right away because he was hiding in this room. He made a call, but it wasn't clear to who, and he definitely didn't tell, it seems like, the hospital staff what was going on, and they have a guy with a gun running around. Now, the guy clearly got scared and all of that, but look, guys, like, this is your one, you had one fucking job. Keep people safe from a dangerous criminal, potentially dangerous criminal, who has shown previously that he can be belligerent and agitated, etc. The guy took off his shackles, let him go to the bathroom, had him come back, and the guy it was known that he was a manipulative guy, said, you know what, keep him off because I might have to go again. I feel like I might have to go again. The guy was like, okay. The nurse came in and was like, why isn't he shackled? Never got appropriate response according to the complaint. Like, again, no one listens to the nurses, no one protects the nurses, and when shit goes down, they're like, oh, heroic situation, saved. Everybody's fine. No, this nurse got brutalized and raped. No one reports it until she goes and has to sue.
I lost the commenter's name, but on the last cast, somebody said, don't make me tell you about the time I was assaulted by a patient's family member and administration made me apologize to the family.
Motherfucker. Listen to me, guys.
Because the customer is always right.
The customer is always fucking right in the hospital. You know that? Because when we're paid on patient satisfaction to the exclusion of doing the right thing for everybody, this is what fucking happens. Administrators will go to bat for belligerent patients. It's not even the patient. Like, it's one thing if you have a patient who's not in their right mind. They have psychiatric illness, they're delirious, whatever. Even that doesn't excuse shit in my mind. But when a patient's family does that, they should go to jail.
Yeah.
They should go to jail.
It's always straight up assault, but that's like even worse.
It's absolute horseshit, you guys.
Somebody said, can you state the allegations again? They missed the first cast. Do you want to briefly?
So the allegations are this, just to summarize from the first cast, and I would definitely go back and watch that and share that because that's clean and you can share it with your peeps and administrators and whoever you want. By the way, I'm not taking a shit on all administrators. There are many administrators who go to bat for their staff, but the ones that don't should fucking burn in hell because this is bullshit. This is what happens when we have a culture of nurses are expendable or frontline. And it's the same with doctors. Doctors are expendable too.
We can
burn out and commit suicide. No one gives a fuck.
Let me read you a comment here that I think just sums up Health 2.0. Nurses are just line items, Lori says.
That's exactly.
As important as a chair in the room.
That's exactly it. Now to summarize the allegations, this nurse at Delnor Hospital, this story came out a week or two ago, was taken hostage. They said she was taken hostage, she was released, she's okay. No, she was taken hostage by a correctional inmate who stole a gun from a correctional officer due to lax security. This guy had shown belligerent and psychopathic behavior in the past, and she was brutalized, beaten. The correctional officer, the inmate for 3 hours basically told her, you are only leaving this room in a body bag. And then he raped her. Now, what the fuck, right?
Also, if you are an administrator out there and you care about money so much, this is going to cost tens of millions of dollars, potentially. So if you're worried about the bottom line, do the right thing for your people and it will prevent you from paying out these large settlements.
So people are always like, oh, what the fuck is Health 3.0? You're always talking about Health 3.0. Health 3.0 is do the right thing for the caregivers and and the patient, and the money comes from doing that. You get paid for actual outcome. In Health 2.0, you get paid to minimize line item expenses, to maximize productivity per unit item when you are working in an assembly line, which is 2.0. And in that, the safety of the nurses doesn't mean shit because you can just replace them because they're a commodity. You burn through a little commodity, get another commodity to replace it. That would never happen in 3.0. Now look how much the security company, the county's gonna have to pay because they fucked up, because they didn't treat a nurse like a human being, they didn't provide appropriate security, appropriate training, right? And now what's gonna happen is there's gonna be a stigma for correctional officers who actually do a very brave job most of the time, and we've seen it, right? So, you know, it's incredible. So my husband is a correctional officer in North Carolina. I told him about this as Kristen Sader. He flipped out. There are good ones and there are bad ones, but please people, not all of the correctional officers are bad, but perfect example of horrible training when it comes to protecting us from rapists. That's exactly right, Kristen.
Logan.
And mad love to the correctional officers who do their job.
Logan's trained in gun safety. What do you think?
I mean, police departments that have a good budget and train correctly, they'll, thank you, Z. I mean, the thing is they have, because we talked about this earlier, they have retention holsters. Mm-hmm. So it's a specific way, specifically so that a criminal can't grab your gun.
Yeah.
So I don't know if maybe they don't have the funding to provide these for the officers and they don't have the training to...
So what, does it mean you actually can't
There's a button, and some of them have more than one kind of things you have to do to get the gun out. So, because obviously someone would just come up and try to grab the gun.
Yeah.
And so there's all these built-in things that you have to put your hand a specific way, put your hand there.
Yeah.
No one can do it from the outside.
Ah. So maybe he forced this guy to take the gun out somehow?
I doubt it.
Ah. So it's weird. So the question is there a failure of equipment too, as well as
I think Logan is saying is that they probably didn't have a retention holder.
No, that's what I mean. The failure of having the equipment.
So again, with budget cuts.
With budget cuts, right.
Because they were trying to save a fucking nickel somewhere.
They're trying to save a nickel and then they end up with a rape.
They probably hired a cowardly low-level CO. They gave him shitty equipment and then this happened.
You know, and part of me wants to kind of defend this cat just because, look, it's scary when someone takes your gun. The problem is if you're not trained and there's no good budget to train you and everyone else around you is behaving like a dipshit, meaning the other correctional officers, then of course the bar is low.
Fuck that. But I mean, can defend him up until the point where he doesn't tell anybody what's going on.
Well, that's fucked up. But then he's not trained, he's scared, he's in a panic mode.
He's a pussy.
That's your job, to protect others. That's literally your job.
You signed up for that. You signed up for it.
So I'll tell you one thing. One of my pet peeves is when people don't fucking do their job. Right. So in other words, they don't take pride in what they do. Like, you have a job. Mm. I don't care what it is. If you do it to the topmost of your abilities and you take pride in it, then I will go to bat for you any day, no matter what your job is, and you have my respect. If you don't, then fuck you, because why do you even exist? Like, if you're doing a job you don't like, do your best to try to find a different job.
The more I think about this, I can't defend this guy at all. This guy caused the problem, and then he abetted it. Mm. Fuck this guy.
Let's see this here. Kendall Scuderi, good thing it didn't happen to another patient. Yep, I've heard that before after witnessing a nurse get assaulted by an irate alcoholic patient. Fucking awful. So somehow there's a distinction between the staff getting assaulted and another patient getting assaulted. So, oh my God, if another patient gets assaulted, the hospital is definitely going to get sued and there's going to be HCAPs and patient satisfaction problems because, well, I'm going to check the box that I was assaulted in the hospital, which really kind of nails the press gainy problem here. That's fucking stupid. These are human beings across the board. If anything, the crime should be worse if you assault a healthcare provider because they are there to help you. And it's like if you walked into a church and you hit a priest, you're going to burn in hell, but B, you're going to go to jail.
This is a comment that talks about Logan's comment. Kayla Walter says, you don't have to have funding for that. My husband is a cop and has a retention holster. I cannot get that gun out at all, and he bought it on his own dime. But I think what we're saying is it shouldn't be up to an independent contractor to buy their own retention holster. It should be provided by the hospital.
Police have to buy their own firearms and holsters. And
yeah, that's fucked up too. They shouldn't have
true?
To either.
Is that true?
That is true.
Police
they,
have to buy
They
that?
Buy their own firearms. They buy their own holsters.
Wow. That's tough.
Yeah.
My dad is a... what is it? A medical risk manager.
Yeah.
And he's had things, not like this, but there's been times where he's gone to bat for nurses and doctors and gotten shit from the people above him. And they come down and they tell him, like, hey, stop. Like,
holy
like,
fuck. Stop. How many people share stories about where you've been fucked over by higher ups trying to go to bat for clinicians and frontline providers in terms of issues of, around assault and violence?
Yeah.
Have you realized what a thing this is? Like,
yeah.
I get so many messages from people who were like, I was hit, I was punched, no one cares. The district attorney didn't want to prosecute it.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
The first time my wife got physically assaulted to a significant degree where she came home with a bruise, she told me about it. I was pissed, obviously, like I said in the other cast. But I said, is this the first time this has happened? She said, this happens all the time. And she had viewed it as a normal part of her job up until that point, working in the ER, and she hadn't expressed it to me most of the time. Somebody had lashed out and like, you know, one of those kind of things.
Yeah.
She hadn't expressed it to me at all.
And that kind of shit happens all the time. You know, and a 90-year-old woman who's sundowning is going to punch you, and they're going to punch you hard because they don't know where they are.
Yeah. There was a comment from the last one that I bookmarked that was, this nurse carries a concealed 380 with a laser sight on the job. Yes, I've been shot before, and it will never happen again.
Holy shit.
Is it that bad?
I think that's an extreme, but I think there are some people who have experienced that. I mean, I know that one of the nurses who used to work at Turntable actually wanted to carry a concealed weapon in the clinic because we were in a downtown location and she's been the victim of crime before. So you can understand the psychology that goes into that feeling of needing to be defended. This is fascinating.
What do you do? Hey, Z, so what do you do? Do you file every fucking report? Do you press charges on every single incident? Do you make it known that it is not okay ever? Is that how you do it?
Because
that's how I would do it.
I think it's all of the above.
I don't care if an old grandma, Asian grandma hits you.
You have to file something. Yeah. You say you put it on report.
Nobody's ever allowed to hit you in society. And they're especially not allowed to hit you during your job in the hospital. Your job of helping them.
Exactly right. And if it's someone who's not in their right mind, then you document that in the report.
Right.
But you report every act of violence, period. No matter who it's against, who it's from, whatever. This is what really infuriates me is when patients' families perpetrate violence.
Kendall says, I had my hair pulled and the response I got was, well, she said you were rude to her.
Oh, mother, are you kidding me?
This is what they are reporting to administration, and they're getting told, were you being a bitch? Like, what's your problem? Fuck you. Fuck you, administration.
Yeah, I mean, that's horseshit, man. Come on. But we see it all the time. Now, what's interesting is there is a bit of a double standard. So I think if a physician gets hit, it becomes a bigger deal, but it's still, like, physicians have been murdered in hospitals. There's a psych doc who was killed in Texas by a patient. And so it spans the perceived medical hierarchy that everybody, but nurses are on the front lines, they're with the patients the most, and they're dealing. So here's the thing with nurses, and I gotta give them mad props for this. When doctors say, you know what, that patient's not getting narcotics because they're a fucking, they're addicted and it's drug-seeking behavior and they can't have it. And this happens all the time when we round. No, we're not gonna do it because we're not gonna perpetuate this. Well, who has to deal with that? It's the frontline nurse who's taking care of that patient who then has to tell the patient the doctor said you can't have it, because doctor sees them once a day, has to deal with it once. But the nurse is seeing them all the time on their shift, and the patient is pissed, may have some component of withdrawal, maybe angry. And so that puts the nurse in some degree of danger, psychological and physical.
Right.
And so we need to address that. We need to figure out, do we have better systems? Do we have better support? Is there a stigma about even talking about it? Like, your wife wouldn't even tell you about
no,
how this stuff.
No, because it's part of the job to her.
Absolutely.
Literally every member of the Z-Pack in the comments. There's too many to read because everyone has a brutal assault story.
Yeah.
These aren't little assault stories. They're severe assaults.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, it's nuts. I had a parent threaten to shoot me in the head of the hospital as well. Nothing came of it, says Tina Geddes. Not even an acknowledgement of the occurrence. The woman had continued her care as normal and given what they wanted. My shift manager was scolded for standing up for me. I mean, how do you even respond to that?
Jen Whitman says, also regarding self-defense, we're told we can't hit back because that would be assault. What in the actual fuck?
Right, so you can't defend yourself.
Yeah.
Now again, like, you don't want big full-on brawls happening in the hospital, so maybe we train everybody in some degree of self-defense.
Krav Maga, they have a lot of, like, especially for this, they specifically teach, like, how to disable somebody's weapon.
Right.
So I have female friends and they love it. And
So it's not just punch someone in the balls.
No, it's like, it's like how to hit somebody in the nut. Yeah. Hit somebody in the nut, hit him in the throat.
Right.
Drop them.
Ah.
Or jujitsu.
If you want to
get him in a choke.
But this is expensive stuff to train, you guys. Like, and it takes time. When nurses are a line item, then who's going to pay for this? But now in 3.0, if you don't pay for this or you don't have mechanisms, you're going to lose because partially. So here's a theory on 3.0 that I have. Part of the way you get paid is that there are physician and nurse and caregiver surveys. And part of how the organization does is how do they treat their staff?
Yeah.
And if they do well, they get a certain fair trade certification. Dave Chase has been working on this with this Rosetta Institute, so that when you're then shopping health plans to employers and going, do you want to be with us or this group? You can go, well, this is how we treat our docs, so we ought to get paid more because our docs and our nurses and our staff are happy. Therefore, all the data says our patients do better. And so to do that, you have to spend a little more to get paid. That's how it ought to be. All the incentives align. That's Health 3.0 that we're trying to build. Let's see. What do you think about the excuses of dementia, old age, anesthesia, the patients who abuse nurses? We are taught to excuse that behavior, but it still hurts us. Mallory Christofferson. So Mallory, it is tough because these patients really are, and I've dealt with these patients constantly. instantly. They will try to slug you, they'll punch you, they'll hit you, they'll pinch you, and they're not in their right minds, many of them. Post-anesthesia, and sometimes it's an excuse for someone who is in their right mind, but generally it's not. We need better training, we need better understanding of situational awareness of when a patient is not safe. We need better support, better staffing. If it's one nurse trying to deal with a combative patient, that's much more difficult than if you're better staffed. And it speaks to the correctional officer thing too. There've been some comments about how there really ought to be two COs in a room with a patient, one to kind of manage the patient, the other to have a gun and be safe. And that's what normally happens. So when I rounded this week at UMC, that was we had two correctional officers in the room. They were both alert oriented. They were there.
Yeah, why is there one dipshit at this hospital who hides in the other room?
Yeah, this was a fuck up.
It was a major fuck up.
Monumental. And look what's resulted now. You have someone who's dedicated her life to taking care of people who is scarred. And you know, I hope they settle for a lot of money with her, because she, it's not going to help, but it will be a signal to others to say, don't fuck this up like they did here. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because money talks in 2.0. Money freaking talks like nothing else does. We're told that this kind of crap is expected for EMS providers as well, like paramedics, EMTs, etc. If it happens, patient first. We were taught self-safety, partner safety, then and only then patient safety. I agree with that. You have to take care of your team. If you guys are in danger, you prioritize that first and then the patient, because a lot of times the patient that's a conduit for the danger, right? But again, we do our best. It's hard, and you don't want to abandon your patient in an unsafe situation. But again, these are people who are there to take care of people, and they need to be protected.
With all these comments, why aren't we lobbying Congress?
Right. Do you think Congress is going to fucking listen to people who have no money? That's the thing.
Nah,
when
you
are
gotta,
they ever?
You got to hit the corporations in their
You hit them in the wallet. So you go, you know what? Under a Health 3.0 fair trade certification, Delnor Hospital fails because it allowed this to happen for whatever mechanism. So now they're going to be like, when the correctional officers come in, they're like, why the fuck aren't there two of those guys? Why? Where's the retention holster? What's our staffing ratio? Is our staffing ratio safe? Because otherwise, our physician and nursing surveys are going to be shitty, and we're going to go down in the rankings in terms of how we get paid. I mean, that's ideally how it ought to be. My best friend was hit in the face by a patient who comes in drunk weekly. She pressed assault charges and got an email from our director that HR was not happy that she did so. Lori Domangu. Lori, you know what they should tell the HR people? Is like, hey, can you hear this? Let me just go ahead and I'll turn it up for you. Yeah. And then I'll bring it back. Yeah, I'm in third grade. What? This is our chance to be unleashed, Tom Heineberg.
4-point restraints.
I just don't get how if you assault a police officer, it's 10 years in prison, but you hit a nurse or a doctor,
it's
nothing. You to shut up.
It's nothing, yeah.
It's not true, though. I mean, you can assault a police officer and they will be lenient on you in some cases, and police officers have to deal with this also.
Is that true?
Yeah, because my mother is bipolar and I watched her physically assault the police officer. And she got charges against her, but... I mean, they didn't drop them, no, but they went easy on her in court because of her mental illness.
Well, she was mentally ill, and it's similar with patients who are delirious, mentally ill, et cetera. I think there should be some leniency for that, but it should still be reported. It should still be pursued, because otherwise what we do is we set a culture of laxity on this stuff. Like, oh, it's just part of the job. Yeah, patients be crazy.
They set a culture of the bottom line, man. That's what they set.
Yeah.
You know why? This is just a comedy of errors, a tragic comedy of errors. They cut money from the budget, right, probably, to hire some bottom line security contractor, right?
Yeah.
And then they put it in some sort of slush fund for some sort of incident like this happens.
Now,
because the financial result to them is probably the same.
Right. Well, let me say this one thing. So I've gotten messaged by security people from hospitals before, and they feel like they don't get enough props for the danger they put themselves in and the hard work they put in. And so it really depends on the entity. And I've met like at Stanford, the security guys, man, they will go to bat for you. They will take care of business.
But don't you think it's some sort of situation where diffusion of responsibility obviously played a huge role
in
allowing this to happen?
Oh, well, you know, the sheriffs are going to handle that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And now that's why
they got that covered.
That's why everyone's getting sued. Here's an interesting comment. Julie Zablocki, Ascension Health has a zero tolerance for violence against RNs or PCTs or any healthcare worker. Very proud to be a part of this healthcare system. Is that true, guys? Anyone at Ascension Health, weigh in, because if that's true, we need to celebrate what Ascension is doing.
Because that's 3.0.
We need to support 3.0 attitudes. Like, no individual entity is 3.0 yet, but we're seeing aspects of it springing up. They're starting to emerge, and all of progress is a wave, I've always said. It kind of happens like this, and so as you see little pockets start to happen, overall the next wave will be bigger. So it's going to be awesome.
I mean, nursing is sort of a sacred job in our society, right?
And they have like high levels of trust.
But I don't get why the media is downplaying this whole thing, like not making a big deal out of it.
Let's speculate.
You know what I mean?
So speculation one, they were asked by the victim and the hospital to not mention the rape and not mention the bullet grazing and that kind of thing out of respect for her privacy. So that's possible, in which case the media behaved ethically, because it's not in the public's interest really necessarily to know that if it hurts this patient. However, if they were asked by the administration to cover that up against the patient's wishes, then that is a crime and should be reported on and exposed. Because that's a dereliction of the media's duty to expose truth in situations and report what is fact. So I don't know, guys. We're going to figure this out as it evolves. I'll tell you this again. I knew day one what had happened because people on the ground, thank you Z-Packers within the organization, had just private messaged me under condition of anonymity and said, do not repeat this. They just wanted me to know.
What about this?
Yeah.
What about subverting the system and going straight to PD every time? You don't tell admin. Mm-hmm. You tell the police department because you were assaulted and that's a crime. You don't bring it to your boss. You bring it to the police.
I would just go right around them. I would endorse that in the sense that this is a crime. It's a physical crime against your person. It happened at your job, but that doesn't mean you need to tell your administrator first. It means you call the police.
Well, alert administration second. Say, I called the police.
Yeah.
They're coming.
Yeah, and then you call.
I got assaulted by this patient.
Call risk management. Guess what? There's going to be a police report.
Yep. What's going to happen? They're going to brand you a troublemaker.
He's always
making up stories. Somebody tickled him and he was like, I'm bleeding. That's what they're going to say.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you know, I don't give a fuck. I will go to a different facility. This is the thing, and I made a comment the other day and I got shat on for it. I said, there's plenty of jobs in healthcare. If people are treating you like shit, go to a different job. And then people were like, that's not true. Radiology techs, XYZ, different things that are hard to find. And you know, but the thing is, how much do you suffer bullshit before you say, fuck you guys? I've had many people message me saying, look, you got me so pissed off, I left my job. I found a much better job. It was across the street. It was much better. They treat me well. We're part of a team. It's much more 3.0. We should never settle in our own lives for shit that if we feel like they're not supporting us, take a walk. And then what you'll find is those organizations are gonna have trouble recruiting and retaining.
Jeff Morris says admins frown upon that, Tom, and I'm sure the nurse would be fired. Yeah, but if you work in an unsafe environment, I mean, it seems like grounds for a lawsuit to me if you got assaulted and then you were fired on the basis of that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Lots of lawyers would like to take that case.
You know,
Accidente, those guys.
Yeah, those guys.
They would
all
take
over
that case.
Were you injured in an on-the-job scuffle with an administrator? Did you have the emperor put a lightsaber deep in your buttocks? Well, call up. By the way, Nick Cole says in all caps, just had a patient who slammed his fist right next to a nurse's face against the wall, and the nurse got in trouble because the patient was considered a VIP.
What?
No, I've seen this shit. Yeah. VIPs can do anything. There's a whole thing called the VIP effect where people walk on pins and needles with VIP patients and they get worse care, they have worse outcomes because someone won't do the rectal exam. They won't take the vitals in the middle of the night and they'll miss shit and people will die. And this is how VIPs are treated by hospitals because VIPs are often big donors. So at Stanford, we were told like patient services came if there was a VIP because, oh my gosh, this person's gonna philanthropic donation to the hospital and there's a wing named after them. Fuck you, humans are humans, right? I understand the need to fund your hospital, but dude, it puts staff in a horrible position and it puts the patient in a horrible position because they get worse care. So just don't do it. And there's gonna be plenty of patient services rep and patient experience reps now who message me and they're like, it's not that, it's this, and I fucking no. It's kissing a rich person's ass to get money. Even I'm too good for
this
that,
makes
and
me
I'm not too good.
This makes me so fucking mad. Donnie Lama says, I was nearly attacked by a fucking dog while working overnight in the ER by a service dog that obviously wasn't a service dog.
Yeah.
Of course, patient first mentality allowed this, and I got sat down and scolded for cursing at the dog. Fuck, all right, fuck you people who put one of those gay vests on your dog and call it a service dog and say you need it for emotional support reasons, and then you take it on the airplane. You can go straight to hell. You're the worst members of our society. If I see your dog in a nice restaurant next to me, I'm gonna kick your dog. I don't care.
Oh, Tom's so angry he's walked off. I guess I better take that service vest off my rabbit because that's how I get her into Cheesecake Factory. I'm like, oh, you know, I have astigmatism and this bunny helps me see the cheesecake. I'm in a nest.
Those dogs are for the blind, you assholes. Jesus Christ.
It's true. It's true. You're getting a lot of love for that, by the way, which is disturbing. I'm an anesthetist. And at least once a year, I have a family member threaten me as I take their loved one to the OR with the old, you better take good care of them or I'll come looking for you, Nathan Viles. That is a threat to a person. That is a death threat of a sort. And you should be arrested for that. Period. What do you think? Can you be arrested for that shit?
Not that, no.
Oh, yeah.
Logan knows people like that.
That's, yeah, that's
Logan
true.
Has certain...
My father-in-law has said that. To healthcare workers.
Yep.
And he's a risk. Oh, no, father-in-law. Father-in-law. Right, right. Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's right.
Nothing he does is right.
I don't want to put your father-in-law in jail. It just add to the prison overcrowding population problem. Suffered an early miscarriage.
Somebody says, kick your dog. I'm out. Listen, people, I would never kick a dog. I'd kick the person.
Yeah, okay. He'd kick the person.
Tom
the person.
Has threatened to kick both my dog many
but
times.
But he would never
They're
do
terrible
it.
Dogs.
Tom loves them. You know, Tom becomes like a soft munchkin whenever a dog comes.
And then
comes
he got a dog.
Yeah, he's like, oh, dude, Tom's dog, okay,
has Instagram.
A fucking Instagram page. Show him. His name's
Reddy June on Instagram if you want to go follow him. That's Reddie June.
Okay, this is a dog kicker? Come on, guys. By the way, let's read this comment while you show me Reddy June's dog page. What kind of dog is it?
He's a King Charles Cavalier.
Of course he is.
He's a proper gentleman.
Of course he is. Is he putting on his fighting trousers?
Tom snuggling. He loves dogs.
This is the same Tom who just talked about a vest on a dog. All right, look at this though. Stephanie O'Donnell suffered an early miscarriage after being kicked in the stomach by a dementia patient.
That's fucked up.
Didn't even get a day off to mourn. Had to be back the next day.
Did you not sue the hospital patient?
No, because she was in mourning. I mean, and I don't know if you've told other people this story, Stephanie, but that is the most horrible thing, and my heart goes out to you, and I'm sorry for your loss. And we're going to have shows about mourning a miscarriage because we treat it as if it's like some bag of there's a stigma. It's like, no, you've lost a child. You've lost a child. It, psychologically, emotionally, mentally, you've lost a child. And this should have been a murder charge, right?
Yeah.
Although it was a dementia patient, but still, it's almost like I don't even know what it's like. It's terrible. I'm sorry, Stephanie, that happened to you. What do we got here? Wow, Laura O'Connell. Look at all the stories, you guys.
Yeah.
Like, got pushed down by a 6'3", 300-pound patient. Charge nurse stepped in. Long story short.
Hey, I don't weigh 300 pounds, dick. You pointed at me.
I was pointing over your shoulder.
I'm a slim.
Combined, you guys weigh 300.
I'm a slim 240.
That's pretty good. By the way, people have been commenting that you're looking kind of ripped. Are you lifting, bro?
Yeah, I've been lifting, bro.
There it is. So long story short, says Laura O'Connell, he tried suing the hospital, and we had to go through sensitivity and psych training.
What the shit is that?
Come on, motherfuckers. Where do we live, you know?
Sensitivity training. Well, you know, doesn't this all get back to the fact that hospitals are just a dumping ground for the worst problems in our society?
Well, the problem is that
social admits,
yeah.
We were talking about the other day.
Our healthcare system has absorbed societal problems that society won't fucking deal with.
Yeah.
We don't deal with societal problems. Where do they come? UMC Hospital, the county. And then we deal with them there. I mean, look at this. Vanessa Graziano says, on top of being groped and hit on, right? Like, I am constantly groped and hit on in the hospital. Constantly.
Here too.
Like Tom, his hand is never right not up on my butt. Right now you can't even see his hand. There it is. No, but it's true, guys. Like between the sexual harassment, the physical harassment, like, and we have a tolerance policy that's like, here's the threshold for us getting pissed about it. It's crazy.
Although in the Dear Nurses video, I am the hand that goes up Z's gluteal cleft.
It's true, if you guys have seen Dear Nurses. That's right. Being groped by a man.
I just started following Tom's dog on Instagram. Oh, hell yeah. Listen, if you guys want to get over this and heal, follow my dog on Instagram, because he's cute as shit.
You are the worst opportunist. It's like, you know what, Z, we're going to use this thing about this nurse who was brutalized to really promote my dog's Instagram page. That's what takes it to the next level. You know, and I endorse it. His dog is adorable. Perfect. His dog is adorable. I highly endorse it. Let's come back to the end here and see where we are.
Do you think hospitals should be treating inmates?
Yes, I do. And I'll tell you why. Because inmates are patients. The correctional care system is strapped and tough. They do the best job they can. But a lot of times they do need care in the hospital. A lot of times it's manipulative and all that. Mm-hmm. We call it incarceritis. So the patient,
they want to get out.
They want to get out, so somebody complains. A chest pain, or they swallow a boot, or whatever the hell happened with this guy. So, but when they come in, what I found almost exclusively is they are very grateful, they are very courteous, and oftentimes they're quite scared of things like needles. Like we had a patient a while back who had actually stabbed someone. That was his crime, and he would not get an injection because he was so scared of needles. And so you just kind of, it's weird. My for some reason I feel compassion for that kind of thing, just because I'm like, what happened to you as a child that created this character. So I think they deserve care, and hospitals have to do it, but we deserve for our staff to be safe, so we need to help with that.
I say make an inmate hospital and have it be staffed by interns.
Oh my God, that's an amazing idea.
And we should make that a fucking reality show.
That's what it is. It's like Escape from Bellevue, like Escape from New York Hospital, and like it's all the inmates, and they're minimally restrained, and some like scrawny intern, well, guys, I was calculating the dose of Pen VK for your syphilis, and this one, oh my God, you have a gun!
One of the guys comes up to one of the interns and he goes, yo, give me your finger, puts it in his pocket. You're mine now. You're my doctor now.
And then in the reality show, he's in the confessional booth and it says like, Billy Jones, bottom. Bottom.
So we heard you got hella turned out. I don't want to talk about it.
But worst show ever, and yet probably better than the reality show I saw the other night on Netflix, Steampunked.
Don't you love this argument that people make all the time where they go, why don't we just experiment on convicts instead of monkeys? I mean, at least monkeys never did anything wrong.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a monkey? They throw feces. That's wrong to me.
Chimpanzees are the worst.
Yeah, they are the worst. Chimpanzees are assholes. I'm going to say, look, if a chimpanzee ever hurt a nurse in the hospital, I would just euthanize it right there.
Janet Kelly says nothing funny about this. You know what? I think we're all sort of using humor as a defense mechanism right now because I was starting to feel really bummed out.
Gallows humor is what we do in healthcare. And many people criticize it and go, it's not appropriate. These are patients, these are staff, whatever. No, it's always appropriate. Why? Because it's how we cope with very painful, difficult things. We've already ranted, we've raved, we've cursed. We've talked about how heroic this nurse is. We've talked about how we're going to be sending her cards as soon as I get more info that I can secretly create a P.O. box where we can send this stuff and I can forward it to her. So that's already been done. And if we need to blow off steam by being assholes and laughing, then we're gonna fucking do it. Cause that's how we roll, people.
Oh, today was getting to me emotionally, man. Cause I can just think about my wife and all the times this could have happened to her.
I remember once Mrs. Dog was walking down the street. We were in San Francisco. Yeah. And we were walking and this homeless woman got up, walked up to her and spit right in her face. No reason. Just was mentally ill, decided to spit in my wife's face. Now, I was so close to punching this woman in the face because it was just like this rage response, right? So I had to restrain myself and comfort my wife and all of that. But the idea that we feel this instinctive protective response and it doesn't matter whether someone's insane or what gender they are, you want to protect your loved ones. Mm-hmm. For some reason in the hospital, this whole thing fails. Like we can't see a nurse as our loved one, as our family member, as our colleague. We see them as an expendable line item that if they get hurt, it's part of the job. Like what the fuck is that?
Brianna says, admin is always the first to criticize using humor.
Criticize using humor?
You know, as a defense mechanism.
Oh, admin?
As a coping mechanism.
Is that true?
She's saying admins are the first to criticize that behavior.
Oh, criticize it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, admins can fuck themselves. Okay, here's the thing. I love administrators that are 3.0. There are lots of them. They message me all the time. But the ones that aren't can go fuck themselves. I don't care.
Jane says your shirt colors all match.
What's that?
We coordinate.
We match today.
What can I say? You know, we're three guys, mostly metrosexual, and we just crush it.
Just three guys talking about healthcare.
Tribe Talk with Z-Dog MD, Tommy T. Actually, not even Tommy T. Dawn Ebert, I had a doctor yell at me for not giving a patient pain meds. She was breathing 10 times a minute. And when I tried to, that's slow, by the way.
I know, I can tell.
When I tried to explain this to him, he cussed at me and told me to do what I'm told like a good puppy.
Wow.
I got your puppy right here. Yeah, not okay, Dawn. How we treat each other.
Jesus Christ, man.
That sets, no, welcome to healthcare, dude.
You can't do that shit at McDonald's.
You can't do that shit at McDonald's.
This is why Aziz is always talking about the hierarchical nature of healthcare. Yep. Like, you can treat each other poorly, while people think they can treat each other poorly.
No, they do.
In this system.
They get a pass for treating each other like shit. It's part of the culture. It's fucking stupid, and it has no place in 3.0. Are we done with this shit, Tom?
What's I think we're done.
We're done. You guys, thank you for your comments.
Everybody get a concealed weapons permit.
Don't listen to Logan.
Just letting you know.
Unless you want to.
Do it.
I still don't like guns. Tommy T, any parting words?
Follow my dog on Instagram, he's mad cute. Once again, that's Reddy June, R-E-D-D-I-E, June, on Instagram.
And my pitch to y'all, we have an Amazon affiliate link. If you shop through that link on Amazon, you don't pay any more, but some of that money comes to us and we can fund this show and grow it and give us a voice. Thank you guys for being a part of this and I'm sorry we curse so much, but that's Tribe Talk. If you wanna see the clean version, watch the first clip that we did. And share that one. And then this is where we come to be us. All right, guys, we love you. Peace out.